The cultural legacy of the Novi Sad Jews is very imposing. Numerous literary works of prose, poetry, dramaturgy, art, music, historiography, architecture, photography, and so on make up Novi Sad's and the entire state's cultural corpus. In the time of the immigration at the beginning of the 18th century, different languages served the Jews depending on the region from which they had come, and also Hebrew. Over time, they took up the local language as their official language, German or Hungarian, which remained right up to 1941. In these languages, books, numerous printed magazines and newspapers have been written, of which there were over 30 such examples in Novi Sad in the first half of the 20th century, libretto, musical compositions, and so on. Today, in conversation, they use exclusively Serbian and write and publish in that language. Once Yiddish could also be heard, the German language which came into existence between the 4th and 7th centuries as a mixture of German and Hebrew, which about 4 million people in the world still speak. Yiddish is characteristic of the Ashkenazi group, a Jewish ethnic group formed before the end of the first millennium. Their primary region was Middle and Eastern Europe, where they gradually developed their own characteristics and identity and created their own language. From there came a part of the Jewish immigrants who retained the passed-down customs in the new environment and which created the particular colours of the 18th century Jewish Novi Sad.